Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I think we might got it working. Mark, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yay! We have liftoff.
Okay. Good. Right into the thunderstorm.
I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm, and I don't know what it did to my technology, but it definitely wasn't behaving itself well. So, yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. Hopefully you find us again. We had to set up a new show and just put it in, and, yep, we got people coming in. Yay, that's good. You guys are troopers.
Okay.
All right, so all good. And so, Mark, welcome to June 27th, 2022, with my rip-roaring thunderstream out here. What are you noting in the world? Let's talk about Roe versus Wade. I loved your note that the chart of the creation, the chart of the energy inspires us on how to handle the energy. What did you know about it?
The instructions are in the chart.
Yes.
But it's true. And it's actually not as bad as people are thinking it is. There's actually a lot to get a hold of and work with, including the moon is in Taurus. It says 13 Taurus. This is for the chart in Washington, D.C., when the announcement was made on Friday, 10:16 in the morning, on the 24th of June. The moon is in Taurus, and not quite halfway through. It's got a ways to go. It's going to conjunct Uranus next, which is the big surprise. But then it squares Saturn, and that feels awful. But then Neptune aspect.
You there? Well, I look like I'm connected. Are you guys? Oh, I don't know what's going on. You there, Mark? Did you get dropped? I'm not hearing anything. I don't know what to do. We're really having technology stuff today.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back again. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Yep.
Okay, so I was saying that the moon in Taurus, the last aspect of that moon is a trine to Pluto. And trines are harmonious, and it's a way to work together and create harmony. And that's the way that we deal with the issues of power and control, ultimately, in this chart. The energy is available to work for a fair use of power.
Right, instead of an abuse of power, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I noticed was the, you know, in the chart for the thing, so for those of you who like to cast your charts and follow along, it's June 24th, 2022, 10:16 a.m., and, of course, Venus is high in the chart in Gemini, just finished her trine to Pluto. But she rules the third house of communication. She's in Gemini, which is the sign of talking and women and, you know, kind of communication energy. The planets are up in the ninth house, the Mars and the Moon, in the ninth house of the Supreme Court. Moon is out of bounds. Moon is not out of bounds in this chart, but Ceres and Lilith are out of bounds, and they're next to the Sun. And I thought it was interesting because the ascendant of the chart is 27 Leo, which is, of course, Donald Trump's ascendant, and Saturn's on the descendant, which is marking and blocking, you know, blocking moving forward. So that was an interesting energy, you know, like saying, well, we're going to block you from getting what you want and helping you move forward. And, you know, and it's interesting because he got three of the five justices that voted to overturn it are his appointees. One a stolen seat from Barack Obama, and then the other two he appointed. And, of course, Amy Coney Barrett was pushed through, you know, because he wouldn't let Barack post in the spring because there was an election in the fall, but he let Trump post as he was coming up to the election he ultimately lost. So the legacy we get from this is Donald Trump's Supreme Court, which is a pretty conservative group of Catholics. Of course, Amy Coney Barrett is part of a religious fundamentalist group, and she's actually literally called a handmaid. You know, the men are called the head, and the women are called the handmaids. And, you know, it's a, I had a friend who was recruited into that organization. It's that religious cult. It's not a great place to be. But we do see a lot of things with the, you know, just that chart. So with the Venus at the top in Gemini and Venus ruling the third house of votes, 73 million people in the United States don't vote. You know, last year's election was great. We had 80 million people voting, right? But 73 million people that are eligible don't vote. And 25% of the population between 18 and 34 are registered to vote. The rest of them don't. And this ruling is totally affecting them. So I think our solution here is vote, 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 vote. To your point, the solution's in the chart. Venus rules the midheaven. Venus is in Gemini. Third house is, which is ballots and voting, pieces of paper that we write on, is ruled by Venus. And Venus is past Pluto, right? She's slipped his bounds. She is approaching, she's moving forward, and she's very active in terms of, you know, being the ruler of the node and the moon and the Uranus and the midheaven and the Athena. So it's, I think Venus is one of our superpowers on this. And, of course, the ruling was on Friday, which is Venus's day. So I found it kind of fascinating that she was so strong in the chart because she's the highest planet right there next to
Jupiter. She's about to sextile Jupiter.
Yes.
She'll bring in a real positive boost.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Gemini is really all about communicating and sharing information. And I think that's a big instruction from the
mm-hmm.
chart is to share information until there's no more to share. But because in a lot of ways, people who want to block and obstruct are not coming out with information. They have no information. They just don't want anything to happen. You know, it's just
right.
all about block and obstruct. Whereas a lot of other people have information. And let's bring it out.
Right.
I think the case of doing that positively is the January 6th hearings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just focused on getting information out.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment, just get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the people who were the most involved to get that information. And it ends up being a fascinating picture.
In terms of what's being revealed and what we're seeing, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they have their surprise hearing tomorrow at 1, and they're not saying who it is. And they're not saying who the witnesses are, and they're not talking about the topic. So I'm, like, curious
probably,
about who's...
It's probably an astrologer. They probably asked an astrologer to look at the chart.
And say, bring them in at 1, you know? Yeah. It is a new moon, and it's the dark of the moon. So new moon is later that night around 10:50. So I'm going to unfortunately be on a plane flying home that day, so tomorrow. So I'm going to fly back to New York, but I'm also like, oh, man, I'm going to miss it. Well, I'll be able to watch it when I get home. But and who knows, maybe I'll pay for the Wi-Fi on the plane to watch it too. So it's really interesting times. And, of course, we had the gun ruling too that got handed down, two gun rulings.
Yeah.
The Congress signed a gun ruling. Gun law, the first law in 30 years, and then the Supreme Court overturned a gun law that had been in New York for 110 years, put in by Teddy Roosevelt back when he was governor of the state. And he was a rootin' shootin' tootin' cowboy guy, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Strange times we live in. The states can't regulate guns, but they can regulate women's bodies. So, I don't know. I think it's interesting. What did you think when you heard it? What was your reaction to it? I mean, I know you're good at this stuff. You process. You don't run around and yell at the TV like I do. No.
Well, the first thing that occurred to me is I wanted to know what was the mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what exactly did they do? when we say they overturned Roe v. Wade, they didn't really vote anything about Roe v. Wade. There's another, you know, they voted on the issue of states making their own choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that, whereas Roe v. Wade, the ruling there was that the federal government could make a rule that would affect all states. And what this court said is the federal government doesn't have that power, and it is up to each state to make its own law. And then once I saw that, that led me to see in the chart that there's a lot more room for maneuvering and manipulating and all at the state level, and each state will have a different story.
We're going back.
Venus is not at all debilitated in this chart.
No, she's actually pretty powerful. Well, one is her day. Right, so in the day of the Venus, it's in the day of Venus and the hour of Venus, and then she's in mutual reception with the node, and she, you know, so she's in pretty good position. She and the node are in mutual reception, the North Node in Taurus, so that's helpful because that gives her, kind of a power. And to your point, I hadn't noticed the Venus sextiling the Jupiter, but that's also a good. That's also a nice energy. There were some interesting fixed stars, including the Sun parallel Hamal, which is violent brutishness, cruelty, and premeditated crime. So I thought that kind of fit.
Wow.
And then Venus is on parallel Arcturus, which is great pride, grandly liberal, commanding cosmopolitan view about self-determination. And Venus is on Merfak, which is less than honest dealings with others, pride of the warrior, gaining trophy or a prize, but overzealous in their nature, leading them to overestimate their abilities and disregard caution, which, of course, Venus is on that star. And then, of course, Aldebrand, Uranus is parallel Aldebrand, which is a Mars star, violent death, ultimately run by pride, ultimately ruined by your pride. And then Pallas Athena's on Capulus, which is blindness and defective sight, but encourages persistence, endurance, determination, focus, and energy. And then Lilith, of course, is on Merzam, which is the announcer, which is words before time. So it's interesting. Yeah. And then Vesta is on Deni Aldigbi. I never say that one right. It's an ingenious nature, to your point, clever and intellect, so that there's a lot of ways to work around the residency issue and also public punishment because of theft or the spoils of war. So so we'll see what happens. You know, it's a really interesting chart, and also just all last week, you know, it was just such an interesting week. Pretty intense, though, I found. A lot of emotions running pretty strong. So, how about you? When you were talking to people that you knew, what was the different reactions folks had?
Well, pretty much people looked at the Supreme Court with different eyes from a few months ago, especially with this ruling on the New York gun law. Happening, and you know, and Clarence Thomas calling for undoing a bunch of other things as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's making people question.
All right, in terms of how things get done. Yeah, and then this week we have Neptune stationing tomorrow. We have that lovely new moon, which is very big up in the sky. It's the moon. The moon is out of bounds, and it's with Ceres out of bounds and with Lilith out of bounds. So it's a nice new moon this week. I wouldn't necessarily do your ritual on the moon in Cancer, but I would consider it on the Gemini or the Leo moons because those both have nice closing aspects, as does the Virgo moon. So, and also we have a big Neptune aspect this week because of the Neptune station. We also have the Neptune in a square, receiving a square. And so when Neptune receives a square from Mercury, there's a whole new kind of idealism around how things work. So that's also an optimistic thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the moon itself is, after it trines Neptune, it'll square Mars and oppose Pluto. So the last aspect is opposing Pluto, and that's going to be some stress.
Yeah, yeah, it does tend to be a little. Say again?
Stress and context.
Stress and context, yeah. So do you want to, did you notice anything else about the week coming up? I mean, Athena's active too, but, you know, she's kind of a, you know, I guess justice and the legal system and stuff like that. So, you know, we have just all these different justice things running around, whether it's the regulations and the rules or the January 6th hearings. The sky is busy. We're all going to be busy. And so kind of forward motion.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to be alert on Friday. Friday we have Mars squaring Pluto.
Mars squaring Pluto, right. Yeah, and that's an intense energy. Yeah,
right.
And it builds all week, too.
Watch your back.
Watch your back. And it's two planets in really assertive signs. Aries is assertive and Capricorn is assertive. And it's two malefics having a fight. So, and right before Mars squares Pluto, he joins up with Eris, the goddess of discord. So he gets all wired up and all fired up and all active. So we'll see what happens. That lately has been, you know, some kind of big shooting. Hopefully not. But it also is making, we know when Mars is approaching a hard aspect to something. And this is apparently the last time Mars, I was thinking about it. I think this is the last time Mars is going to be in an opening square to Pluto. In Capricorn, Pluto will migrate into Aquarius and Mars will square him from Taurus. So this is a last shout out of that Pluto and Capricorn energy and how we're supposed to work with working with power dynamics and how power works in the world. So do you want to take a call? Say again?
I was just going to say, Eris is in that picture as well. It can be broader beyond the local neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
More likely to be international.
Right. And passion.
Yeah, let's take a caller.
Okay, yeah, let's take a caller.
It's
politics, always good. So hi, 901, you found us twice. You're 901-6364. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'm glad. Thank you. This is Sylvia. Birthday is 4/4/1961. Memphis, Tennessee, 5:51 a.m.
Okay. And what's your question, Sylvia?
My question is to you and Mark. I'm considering being an entrepreneur, so I'm looking at T-shirts and just whatever come off the top of my head to print it on there, exploring photography. So for me as an Aries person, what do you see in my chart and or would recommend would be some great self-employment business for me? There we go.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot going on. As an Aries, of course, you're starting a new 12-year cycle because Jupiter just went into Aries. But he doesn't get to your sun until next spring, but he's in your mix. He's on your stuff, so he's waking you up and going, okay, let's do something fun and interesting. So this is kind of pilot season. You know, kind of think of it as pilot season while Jupiter's in Aries until the middle of October. You know, it's a good idea to try things out and figure out what works for you, what makes sense, and then once Jupiter goes into Aries again on December 20th of this year, then he's full steam ahead and he's into your first house, and he's on your sun pretty quickly thereafter. You're also having Mars right now on your Venus today, literally as we're talking, on your Venus retrograde. And your Venus, of course, has gone direct. She's at the last degrees of Aries by progression, so she's ready for some new adventures. And the moon in 2 months gets to your node of fate. So you've got a lot of energy around new beginnings that are starting, like saying, okay, I'm ready for this adventure, a next adventure. And you also have Uranus next year. Again, next year going to be squaring your Uranus in the fifth house of creativity. So you've got a lot of stuff that says you want to kind of break free and go do your own thing. I would just say the money, the chart's showing that it's, you know, you want to proceed with a bit of caution because you have Pluto on your Saturn. You know, you're going to become your own boss, your own authority, which is great because you do have Pluto in the North Node and you are a hard worker. But spend, you know, invest and sell it. Invest and sell it. No large inventories would be the way I would say it. But I think it's a great time for you to give yourself permission to try a new energy. And with Mars square Pluto, your Mars and Pluto are in a sextile, so they want to. They're working together, and the Mars square Pluto is saying, "Hey, I want to take some action and move out in the world." Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it is a time for taking quick actions, like the bites of action, rather than don't sit around and make a big plan and wait until it's all ready to go. Take little steps and see what they add up to.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, if I would do T-shirts, it would maybe order anywhere from 5, 10, or 20, no more than 20, if that, you know, in that range, and just see how to go.
Yeah, I think it's experimenting time. You have a lot of planets at the ends of the signs, meaning they're getting ready to shift into a whole new thing. So you can, it's kind of like your seeds want to take off, right? So the Venus is about to go into Taurus, so she wants to grow things. The Ascendant is about to go into Cancer, so it wants to nurture something. The Moon is about to go into Pisces, so it wants to expand and grow. You've got Pluto on your Saturn saying we're finishing up a huge cycle of personal evolution about being your own authority and saying, hey, I want to grow things and I want to do this new thing. So the energy is very strong for saying you're ready. It's just because your chart's also showing a little bit of apprehension financially right now. I think that's a good idea. Do a small amount, pilot it, see what's good, see what people like, and then, you know, do another bunch. And, you know, you do have good aspects for working with people with this. So depending on how you were going to sell them, there's some very lovely aspects with Saturn on your Juno, more so next spring, where, you know, you find something or you find someone who kind of, you know, markets it or helps you market the stuff. So I think it's got a lot of real potential, frankly. You know,
Aries is very good at learning by doing.
Yeah.
The action and then learn from it.
Yeah, or part would be, or just should I just continue to seek employment until I'm hired by some company, which I have been doing quite a bit of that lately, and, you know, keep fishing until I get a bite. So I'm like, okay, I need money, so the little, you know, the amount do I have, do I invest, or do I just go and wait until I get employment and, you know, save some money and then, so.
Well, I think you're very well right now. So there's a whole thing about you having to do your own thing. So I like the idea of, you know, I always say never quit your day job. Obviously, you're looking for work. But, you know, don't quit your day job. Get it up and running. Kind of prove the concept so you're not worrying about money. But in your case, you know, you're not working. So, like, work on this as a project in the time when you're not looking for work. And then, you know, kind of a forward motion energy. Really, it's a really nice time from your chart's perspective to start new things. You're starting a new 2-year cycle around how you make money literally today. So I'm like, well, you know, Mars is on your Venus, and he is, you know, money from other people on your Venus ruling your second house of money that you make through your own efforts. So I think you've got good aspects for it. I would be, you know, it's not mutually exclusive. The sun's in Gemini. Progress sun's in Gemini now, which is I can do multiple things at the same time, which helped me get to where I'm going. So that would be what I would say. Mark, you have any different take on it than that?
No, that's exactly what I see. Mm-hmm. So be experimental and make it small experiments. Just learn as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my Capricorn in my 10th house wants financial stability, and in my 4th house with Cancer, she wants the financial security. So I'm, you know, constantly asking myself, like, okay, how do I go about getting this? How do I go about becoming financially secure, financially stable? It's like, okay, what area? You know, go work for somebody else. You know, one part want to work for me, like, okay, take money to start a business. Then the other part, like, okay, go and work for somebody else. So that's what I'm trying to see.
Well, I think it's both. I think you're ultimately going towards starting your own business, but I think you have a little bit more time still working for other people until the business pays you enough money to be out on your own doing it full time. You know, so it's like, you know, it's kind of like you're in startup mode. Like, I have this vision, I'm starting up something, and I think by the time you get to next spring, you know, this business can be doing well, you know, because you're going to have Pluto coming into Aquarius and, you know, kissing your Jupiter. And natally, your Pluto's gone direct. You were born with a Pluto retrograde, so it's gone direct, and it's on your north node of fate. So your chart's like raring to go and do your own thing. So encouraging you to do that, coming up with some really interesting ideas and saying, okay, that's important. Your Uranus has gone direct also. So your creativity wants to be a little and wants to be unleashed. And it's just your chart, to your point, you're cautious and you want both. So it's like, okay, I'll do that with this way and I'll do this with the other and find that balance in between them. I think that's really, really strongly indicated. So, cool. Anything else?
Yeah, because I don't want to be at the mercy of other people, you know, at now 61, you know, I'm looking to be financially secure and financially stable, which I am not at this particular time. So that bothers me.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
Jupiter's in your money house. You know, and money from your career house, and he's active. He runs the 60 to 72 patch. So we'll just say, yeah, you want that security. So what's that look like? And then more importantly, what's your path to getting there? But I think you definitely can figure it out. You know, that looks very promising in your chart. So it's good.
Oh, okay. So that's why I was asking you guys for y'all help, because I wasn't figuring it out.
Good.
Like, yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right. So
what house is the money house, Ann and Mark? What house is
there's three money houses. The second house is the money in your pocket. The eighth house is the money you receive from other people. And the 11th house is the money from your career. So they all have activity going on in them right now. Yeah.
Oh,
so there's,
okay.
There's, you know, where do you get the money? Do you get your money from your boss, your career? Do you get it money from other people giving you money for what you do, like selling things, and then how much do you have in your pocket? So the energy of the chart wants to build more money in your pocket, but the money from your career is where the Jupiter is. And so this next 10, 12 years until you're 72 is a really nice time to make money from groups and from your career and from being out in the world selling things. So
is Jupiter in the second house or the 11th house? I'm
Jupiter's
not clear on that.
In the 11th house, but that's the second house of the money from your career. Your career is your 10th,
okay.
And then the second house from the 10th is the 11th, and that's where your Jupiter is.
Okay, because
so,
I had someone that said, well, if you make the T-shirt, I was like, well, this is your business, why don't you have T-shirts, blah, 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 and he was like, well, oh, well, if you do the T-shirt, I'll buy it from you. I'm going like, okay, that wasn't the plan. It was not the plan,
right,
it was just saying...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's okay. That's a good idea from someone saying, I'll buy them from you. And you're like, okay, great. You know, I'm ready to sell them.
Well, I'll keep looking online and see what's affordable, what I can afford for what I have in my pocket. And like I said, start out small. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Grow over time. And think of this as pilot season. Where you try it out, like no big investments, like little temporary, try it, see what happens, get success under your belt, and then when we get to December, you'll really be like, okay, now I'm ready to do this and get this out in the world. So this is kind of your testing period.
Oh, okay, like you do, testing, palettes, samples, okay, great.
Yep.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, oh. Off you go. Good luck. All right,
thank you. But thank you all so much. I greatly appreciate that.
You are welcome.
Good.
All right. Okay. So this is Ann Ortley signing off from Access Astrology. We wish you all a great week. Watch out on Friday when that Mars-Pluto squares and you have a new moon for new beginnings and new starts.
Okay. Mark Wolf signing off from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing you a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Yeah. Have a great one. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.